How well did I know the Maltese Falcon? Well, I suppose like most people who've been able to see the film 4 or 5 times in their lifetime, I certainly knew it from the movie and from Humphrey Bogart. In fact, I had a quick listen to some of the radio version and to listen to that, which is still available on the internet. I hadn't looked at the novel before reading it this time around. I knew certainly of the novel and Hammett's association with the character of Spade and the city of San Francisco, because I did live in San Francisco for about 10 years. But that's really all I knew of it. Looking at the written version, the book version, I was quite taken with the density of it all. Certainly in the film, there are passages when, for example, Spade is rattling off detail after detail, and you're sitting there, I'll never take all of this in. How did all of this happen? And you almost need to see the film 3 or 4 times to even begin to get a feel for it. And you can see that because the book is so densely written in terms of what happens where, and then the backstory within the story saying, this happened and this happened. Oh, and yes, that happened and that happened. And many of these things have happened while you're reading something else. Yes, I think it's very difficult to distance oneself from the people who made it famous, as you say. You associate Greenstreet and Laurie and Bogart with the characters without question. The images in my head were often those black and white images from the film. I think the only way to avoid that would have never have been to see the film. I suppose I found my Maltese Falcon by using whatever's inside of me and feeling things that I've felt in my life, and trying to understand a character through whatever experience I have in my own life. I can't say that I was ever a detective, or ever chased beautiful women around, although maybe once or twice. You just have to draw from your own experience. Well, I look for vocal inspiration from radio, from hearing, conversation, and I think feeling that kind of inspiration from conversations I may have had in my past. So, for example, our Gutman character, or at least my Gutman character in this rendition, with some help, I found him through a more of a southern gentleman, a deep, big, fat southern gentleman, which it certainly wasn't in the film, but had that feeling a little bit, certainly, of Greenstreet. I mean, I don't know how you get around that completely. And I must say, I think it would have been wrong for me to avoid the film entirely. So many people have those images in their head when they're going to be reading this, or listening to this, I should say. So, this is the full version. So you get all of everything that happened from start to finish. And there are many scenes that aren't in the film. So I think there was some pulling from those characters and to bring them to life even further, make them a little bit more fuller characters rather than just scene after scene after scene as you would have felt in the film. I think, yes, having now read The Maltese Falcon from cover to cover, I think I would be very curious to look at other Hammett novels, and especially some of the other Sam Spade novels, and wander the fog-enshrouded streets of San Francisco, and go up and down the hills and see if they're as good as this one.